Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Book of Fatal Errors by Dashka Slater, narrated by Kevin R. Free. Chapter 1. How It Began. It was the last day of school, and everything was singing. The birds were peeping and trilling and cooing. The bugs were buzzing and humming and chirping. The leaves rustled in the trees, the seeds rattled in the grass, and 12-year-old Rufus Takata Collins, walking home with nothing in his backpack but the sweatshirt he'd found at the bottom of his locker, saying to himself, "Summer, summer, summer." Of course, Rufus knew better than to actually sing out loud, because people already thought he was weird, and also the song didn't have much of a tune. But even if his lips weren't moving, even if he managed, through sheer force of will, to stay completely silent, his heart was singing. His bones were singing. His skin, warm in the sunshine, was singing, "Goodbye, sixth grade. Hello, summer, summer, summer." Rufus did not hate school. He just hated who he was when he was there, which was basically nobody. He was not brainy like his father or athletic like his mother, and while he liked talking to people when he had the opportunity, he never knew exactly how to get the conversation started. He had one friend, Xander, who had spent all of sixth grade trying, without much success, to get him interested in an obscure collectible card game called Marshonix. Most of the other kids at Galosh Middle School ignored Rufus. The few that didn't found as many ways as possible to remind him of the three fatal errors he had made during his sixth grade year. Fatal error number one. In September, on a field trip to Crescent Cove, he had noticed an unusual shorebird and said, maybe a little too loudly, "That's a masked booby," which might not have been fatal if he hadn't tried to explain how rare it was to see one on this side of the Pacific, and if Aiden Ranks hadn't stared right at him and said in a high, too enthusiastic voice, "I know, it's crazy, I can't believe I'm looking at one now." Fatal error number two. In October, during recess, he had stopped in the middle of a basketball game because there was a salamander under the hoop, which might not have been fatal if he hadn't then taken off his left shoe and put the salamander inside so it wouldn't get squashed. And even that might not have been fatal, except that Aiden Ranks had yelled, "Oh my God, look, it's a barefooted booby!" And suddenly the whole booby thing from September was back in play. Fatal error number three. In November, he forgot to clean out his pockets before coming to school, and when he sat down at his desk, a clump of unusual berries he'd collected in the woods had gotten squished and left a purplish-brown stain on the seat of his pants. Which might not have been fatal if Tyler Zamboski, who sat behind him in math, hadn't yelled, "Barefooted poopy!" And at that moment, Rufus had understood that his best choice, his only choice, was to become invisible and stay that way. But now it was June and the school year was over. The rains, which fell in Galosh with little interruption from October to May, were done. Summer days could be spent at Phelon, the rambling family property across town where his grandpa Jack lived. Galosh was small as cities went, with not too many high-rises and quite a few parks. But Phelon was better than a park. It had a forest and a meadow and an orchard and a cold, trout-filled creek. The days there were long and bright and aimless, just the way Rufus liked them, and there were 75 of them before school started again in the fall. Hello, summer, summer, summer. As Rufus opened his front door, he squared his shoulders a little, tucking his summer song deeper into his chest. His mother, Emmy, would have already left for her shift at the hospital. His father, Adam, would be sitting at the kitchen table scrolling through job listings on his laptop. His dad never meant to ruin
Sample complete. Ready to continue?